Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope you and everyone's having a great day. We're going to take a look at some great events going on the weekend of May 4th. Wow. It's the first weekend in May.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Bentonville, it's the Bentonville Film Festival on May 1st through the 6th. Of course, the event was co-founded by Academy Award winner Gina Davis, and the festival is one-of-a-kind annual event that champions inclusions in all forms of media. The festival is a year-long platform that culminates with an annual six-day festival. So if you're going to be in the Bentonville area or you're a huge film buff, definitely check that out. Our friends at Ozark Folks Center State Park in Mountain View are offering an herbal field trip and medicinal herb workshop on May 5th. You can build your herbal knowledge with several herbalists and a mycologist. Had to look mycologist up. It's a person that studies fungi, just saying,
okay.
and how it relates to humans. So just there's you learned something today.
Yeah.
Anyway, an herbal luncheon is included in the workshop fee. So if you're interested in medicinal herbs, you'll definitely want to check that out. But also in Mountain View this coming weekend, it's the inaugural Mountain View Iris Festival on May 4th through the 6th. You can visit and view the many varieties of iris located at the Stone County Courthouse and within the historic downtown. And in Mountain View, the irises bloom mid-April to mid-May. In Conway, it's Toad Suck Days on May 4th through the 6th. In its 37th year, Toad Suck Days is one of the largest and most awarded festivals in Arkansas. It is a free admission family festival, and activities include live music, the Toadle Kids Zone, arts and crafts, concessions, a carnival, a 5K, 10K race, and absolutely, of course, the world-famous toad races. In addition to being a great festival asset in the state of Arkansas, the festival supports education in Faulkner County and has donated more than $1.7 million to the cause. So, great fun, great cause. And finally, the Ritz Civic Center in Blytheville hosts the Piano Magic of Floyd Kramer on May 4th. This is a tribute concert in the style of Kramer, performed by his grandson, Jason Coleman. The event details the music accomplishments and the performance career of native Arkansan Floyd Kramer. Mm-hmm. Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout our great state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.